Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Riot, let's start a
riot. Roger, JP, 1025 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Welcome to the show, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. We are back as a full show. Yes, JP is back. Thank you for getting out of the can and coming to work.
It was a rough one.
How are you? It's good to have you back.
Definitely better today. Way better. And lighter.
Yes, well, listen.
I'm lighter.
If there's an upside of being sick and...
Lighter on my feet.
Wow.
Having a little Montezuma's revenge, maybe? it's that you're lighter in the end.
Dude, that's an upside. But
yeah, it sounds
it's all over now.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
I miss anything exciting?
No, probably not.
No?
Not that I can think of.
Wow, are we boring? Like, what?
I slept on poopy blood sheets, maybe.
I may have too.
Oh, there's that. Yeah. Did you see that picture? Because Brett's picture is quite dramatic.
It looked awfully familiar.
Oof! Really?
So you can identify what it is then. So maybe it's what you were facing then. Maybe.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
I trusted a fart.
So, okay. So Brett, did you put your feet on dried out norovirus?
It's maybe.
Oh. Just your feet.
Well, that's where it was. It was in the leg area of the mattress.
The hotel
there.
Sheets.
You'll be fine.
That's what I thought.
You didn't notice it until the next day?
Well, I noticed it as soon as I lifted up the sheets. It was right there.
But the next day or before you even...
As soon as I lifted up the sheets to get into the bed.
To get into bed. Okay.
Yeah, I saw it. So I knew going into it.
I didn't know
it.
If you saw it before or afterwards. I missed the
whole thing. Lifted up those sheets and ta-da.
Yeah.
Ta-da.
Yeah.
So what'd you do?
I took a picture of it and got right into bed. But it was a mess.
You got into that bed?
Yeah. Got into the bed.
I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah.
Slept in it all night. He had no choice, pretty much, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Sounds like it was a packed house.
You could have put the sheets off the bed, no?
Well, you have a wife with you as well. So
I can't
believe
she got in there.
Well, she didn't have anything on her side.
So
there would definitely be no sleeping on a mattress without a sheet. That's for sure. And I didn't put any towel down. I didn't do anything like
that.
What
time did you get there? Why couldn't you just go to the front desk and be like, this is not working?
Well, the situation was this was a horrific hotel for my son's hockey tournament.
Yeah, yes. That I know.
So little by little, everybody had problems in the room. There was a shower that was leaking through the wall for one people. Two people had handles that came off of their sink. We had no soap in for the bathtub.
It's so horrible. Portion. Like, it sounds like the worst hotel ever.
We had no electricity on one side of the room.
Right.
There was a Sweet 16 in there, so it was party central in and out of the hotel. It smelled like new pot smoke and cigarette smoke from 1975.
Did you stay in this hotel the entire time? Or did you check yourself
the entire
out?
Time.
You didn't check yourself out the next day?
No, we had to. We had to stay there because it was a situation where sometimes with tournaments you have to. I think it's like a stay and play kind of thing where the organization that you're dealing with makes a deal with whatever hotel, and for you to play in this tournament, you have to all stay together at whatever hotel they designate. So this happened to be it. The tub wouldn't drain as well.
Right, but who's gonna say anything if you didn't stay there? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you went and got a room somewhere else, who's going to rat on you, and would it even matter?
Well, they...
Because I got a news for you. If all of a sudden my only option was to sleep in a bed like that, there's not a chance, especially if my wife is there.
Right.
There's not a chance in hell we're staying in that place the second night.
Right,
yeah. If the first night.
Well, they could tell you canceled, and I guess if you have X amount of people who cancel or whatever...
Oh, you lose the group rate.
Right, but what I'm saying is...
Group rates, and then I screw over everybody
else.
It's
all for one for all, JP.
Whatever. And everybody had... issues in some way, shape, or form.
Just like Raven used to
say. We ran out of tissues, and my wife went down and says, "Hi, we just ran out of tissues. Can we get another box? We don't have any tissues. Here's some toilet paper." Yeah, so it was that kind of situation.
What was the name of this joint? It was like a Hotel 6 or something?
No, it used to be. It's a random name now, but it's a hotel in Delaware, right over the Pennsylvania border. And it used to be, I think, at Best Western. Like, if you search this hotel,
right,
it says permanently closed. Like, literally permanently closed.
You think somebody just went in there and unlocked the doors and started charging people?
It felt like that. It felt like that.
I think they bought it out. Best Western was like, we're out of here. This place doesn't give us enough business. And somebody else brought it up.
Everybody,
it's bills.
Yeah, and everybody around the hotel, too, seemed to have issues with their keys. Some guy came down, I guess, for like his third or fourth time. It's like the fourth time. I want you to walk with me upstairs right now, and I'm going to show you that this key's not working.
Maybe that's where they train like students in hotel management or something, because it's all the basic stuff they had wrong. Basic stuff.
And then as we were leaving, I mentioned briefly yesterday, my wife had written down a note of everything that was wrong with the room,
right,
and handed me a paper as I was checking out. I go, what's this? She goes, it's everything that was wrong with the room. I'm like, oh, we're checking out of the room. And also, this is what my wife says, everything is wrong with the room. And the guy was like, you could tell he's just like, oh, okay, sorry. Right. Like, this is the 800, it's 11 a.m.
Yeah.
And this is the 15th thing that's already gone wrong.
Did you give him a little whoop, what for, with a Yelp review?
No,
or a
nothing.
Google review?
No, we're not.
I know that.
But usually, like, after you check out, you'll get that email, hope everything was great. Mm. You know, take a brief survey.
I know it's a surprise, but no email came through from this particular hotel asking how things went.
It's funny because it's a policy. You would think that.
Yeah. Well, that is just a piss poor marketing department. Yes.
Or is it a good marketing plan? Because the majority, if that was just one weekend, and I'm sure that it's like that every single day.
What about how about a welcome back? You have to choose, JP. I know how you can't. You said you just don't camp because you don't want to sleep outside in a tent. You have to have that exact hotel where all of the things he just described, including the bloody whatever sheets, and no tissues and everything else in the world. Or you have to stay overnight in a tent, a campground.
What's the weather?
There's nothing complicated about the weather. You're not freezing. You're not hot. You're not cold. It's not rainy. Like, it's just average.
Tent.
Yeah, it's easy.
You'd take that hotel.
My wife is not a. There's not a chance. If my wife saw what he posted.
Oh, that's the other question. Camping with wife or single?
By yourself. Your wife ain't there.
And if you think I'm something, my wife is something else when it comes to the cleanliness stuff. So, and she slept there. So
right, but the fact that she was like fine with you. There's not a chance. Because my wife immediately would have been like, yeah, no, not a chance. She would have went right back down and be like, you need to give us another room. They would have said, no, we would have been out. Mm. We would have been out and not caring about not giving a rat's ass about anything else. We would have been gone.
Mm.
We would have gone. Even if I fought because I didn't feel like dealing with it, we'd have been gone. There's not a chance. There's not a chance. Monica, I mean, I might have been able to. I wouldn't have slept. There's no way I would have been sleeping that night in those sheets.
But
that wouldn't have happened.
I
would have pulled the sheets right off the bed.
Well, okay. Well, you could do that, or you could put a towel or three towels or whatever over it and just be in denial. Like, it's not the end of. I mean, it's not
it's
ideal.
Like a wet spot. You can deal with it.
But you know, Monica, that's just they know. Whoever made that bed knew what was on those sheets.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. I feel like you should actually be happy about that because whoever made the bed and saw that, put it at the feet so in case you might not. So they cared enough not to be like, I don't care at all. Screw it. Who cares if you see this? They at least made the effort to try and hide it.
Right, but don't hide it. Change the effing sheets. Don't hide it.
Well, maybe they don't have. I mean, it sounds like if they don't have tissues, I don't know how many sheets they have.
Well, then I don't know. You're in the wrong business, you know.
The big picture is, I guess.
What time was it when you got there?
Well, this is at 11 o'clock at night or whatever.
Yeah,
you know, we were there all day
tough.
Whatever. Yeah, so
that's tough.
Exactly.
With all the issues that everybody was having leading up to it, I'm like, there's no way I'm going to go get clean sheets right now. Nice. It's down by my feet. I did sniff it, and I did check to see if it was fresh.
That's my favorite part of the story. Is him putting his face near the blood stain to sniff
really?
It, see if it's fresh.
Well, to see if it was see if it was not blood.
I love it.
I'm taking a beating at home because I crapped the bed.
Oh, you nice did job. Not.
Yeah. Told you guys.
There were no woods nearby?
Oh.
I got fooled by a fart in the middle of the night while I was sleeping.
Oh, that's the worst.
Well,
did you take those sheets and ship them to my hotel?
But no,
is that what happened?
No, but I had to throw my wife out of bed and immediately clean everything up.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad.
Of course.
It wasn't bad.
It wasn't good.
Understand that. And now I'm being, ridiculed to no end at home, which is fine.
Oh, forever.
The littlest bit of bad in that situation is horrible.
Right. It woke me right up. As soon as it happened, it woke up.
Did you like in your sleep? Like,
yeah.
Like in the midst of sleeping.
Dude, this thing was crazy. whatever I had, this norovirus they're talking about, whatever the hell it was, was redonkulous.
Yeah, going around for a month or so at least.
Redonkulous.
Mm-hmm.
I finally went to the doctor on Sunday, figuring like, yo, something's got to go, something's got to happen here, because, you know, and then...
Too many days of the same thing over and over.
They test me for the, like, flu. It was either flu B or norovirus. She was like, it's not going to be flu B, but they tested me anyway. She's like, it's your norovirus. You just got to wait it out. And she's like, don't take Imodium. Don't take anything. Whatever's got to get out of your system has got to get out of your system. Well, it was like...
The norovirus probably eats the Imodium or Pepto or whatever.
So when I saw Brett's picture, I actually laughed a little. I'm like, been there.
Yeah.
But, you know, I got up and... changed it. It was not it's not one of my best moments. Well, my family's having fun at my expense, which is, you know, it's fine. I'm cool with
and
that.
And your kids didn't get anything. Your wife had something, right? You said too.
My wife. Well, she was sick. Was sick the week before me.
How do your kids not get it? Isn't
that
amazing?
Why do you guys?
It must be from going to school.
Yeah, you guys have been sick. You know? That whole household has been sick more than even know.
And it's funny because I was on a good run. I didn't get sick at all. I had days that I missed to go get injections in my back, but I did not have any days.
Yeah.
None.
Not literally sick.
And this year, all of a sudden, like my whole family's getting their asses kicked.
What's going on?
Everyone had COVID. It's my wife. The only thing that's different is my wife switched schools and now she's in a middle school. She's not in a high school.
Oh,
I don't know how that can make a difference. Like, this norovirus wasn't a thing last year, but it's a thing this year, at least in the Northeast. We all ended up with something that resembled COVID in the very beginning of the year.
Yeah.
One after the other. Mm-hmm. And then this thing came around. So far, the kids have been fine. But, I mean, I think my wife had it and I didn't think anything of it. Mm-hmm. I know she had started a new medication, so I just figured it might have been a side effect from the medication she was taking. So I didn't think too.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
I didn't think twice about it. I didn't get out of the bed and go downstairs and get away.
Right. Isolate.
And then I wasn't, I wasn't sick until I was.
Yep.
Until I was. So.
Yeah, that was crazy because last Wednesday you were here. We just did a regular show and everything was fine. And all of a sudden, next morning, you're like 3:12 text. I can't get out of the bathroom. This is horrible. So I'm like, are you kidding? I remember it distinctly. So I'm like, wait, you were fine. It's not, usually when you get that sick, the day before, you're like, I don't feel right. I don't feel like, I don't feel great. Or am I tired? I don't feel, like some sign.
Right. And you know me, when Raj gets sick, he's down for the count. He's going to be gone. If it happens on a Monday, he's out the week. If it happens on a Tuesday, he's out the week.
For whatever reason.
For whatever reason, when it happens to Raj, he's down for the count. Normally with me, I'm a day, 2 days tops, and then cool. There was no part of me that expected to not be able to be at work on. I did show prep Thursday night thinking I'd be able to come in Friday.
Silly.
And I was like, it's not happening. And then I did show prep Sunday.
Thinking he'd come in on Monday, right?
No, I didn't do it because I said, you know what? There's no
way. That's right.
Because done. My whole body shot. Yeah. I slept all day yesterday.
So the lesson for all of us is don't get this. Don't get norovirus.
Is the lesson, wash your hands.
Exactly. I was going to say, Brett and I can go over our
Is this a throwback to 2020?
I'm telling you, it's
isolate.
Not.
Stay away from the sick people and wash your hands. These are very simple rules.
I didn't think what my wife was dealing with in the beginning was... I just figured she was having a reaction to the meds that she was taking. But turns out, not so much. But I'm lighter. I lost 5 pounds.
You got to look at the upside.
I checked, I lost 5 pounds.
You were that full of crap, huh?
That was something. Yeah, but you know what's crazy? My energy energy level this morning was nuts. Like, I came in way earlier than I usually show up. I never beat Raj here, ever.
Yeah.
Ever. And I felt like I had, like, all this energy. So I was like, maybe whatever poisons have been sitting in my body just all got out.
Yeah. Well, it only beat me because I overslept today.
It got out violently. Oh, yeah, listen, I'm not saying it's going to happen again.
Energy aside, I would have had you. But, yeah, I for whatever reason, turned off my alarm, and I woke up, like, 12 minutes later, and I was about 12 minutes late.
I pulled into the driveway here. I saw your car wasn't here. I was like, rut-row.
Uh-oh. He got it.
Rut-row.
You got the plague.
And I immediately checked my phone to see if there was a text.
Yeah.
And there was no text. I just figured you overslept.
Yep, that's it. I was busy driving.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens when the show starts. If he's not here, we'll call him. I refuse to call him unless the show has already started.
No, right? I texted him immediately.
Did you?
Immediately.
He texted me. What did he text me at? Like 5:12. We started at 5:30, so it's normal.
It was at 5. Normally, you're in by like 10 after 5. Something and it was like 5:20. Yeah. So I'm like, are you coming in today?
Why are you guys there so early? Do you guys start at 5:30?
5:30.
Yes.
Oh, screw that.
I just said that, but thank you for listening.
I was not. I am blocking all the ridiculous. Like, it's early enough. I roll in. First traffic hit, I think, is 6:09. I roll in at 5:55.
The funny thing is our traffic girl, because we start at 5:30, she records the 5:35. The day before with the general problems, you know, you always have closures and traffic being picked up.
Yeah.
And then the first live one is 10:06.
Smart.
And I do want to thank almost all of you for checking in to see how I was doing.
You're welcome.
It.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
It's what we do.
Gareth did too. I checked
in.
I didn't.
Yeah, no, you did.
Why didn't you? You're like such a kind person.
Nope. No, because I got all the updates from y'all. He's like, he's going to be out.
You did. I mean, we did talk about it on the air every day.
Last thing I need is him reading my text while he's on the crapper. So, no, he's good. He's fine.
That's all right. I appreciate everybody. Almost. Thank you, Gareth. Appreciate you.
Did you read my text while you were on the crapper?
Always.
Did you read all our texts while you were on the crapper? Probably, didn't you?
I don't know. I don't.
With your germ-filled hands?
Honestly, I have no idea. I have no idea.
Well,
I went to the doctor. When I went to the doctor on Friday, I said, they were like, well, how many times a day are you going? I started laughing. And he goes,
let's count the minutes you're not going.
He goes, what's the average? I go, well, the first day is going to raise the average.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, well, what was the first day? I was like, at least 20.
All day.
And the guy just looked at me like I was nuts. I go, and then it was probably, you know, 10 times a day after that. He's like, yeah, no, that sounds about right. I'm like, yeah, I mean, sounds
the
about
number
right.
Number of times sounds about right. I'd like to look that up.
The people that were coming in with it.
That's the number they're given.
The same thing.
Yeah, 10 times a day.
Yeah.
They got the big D.
What?
Whoa.
Yep.
What's happening?
JP called it in the text. He goes,
what's that now?
Get rid of the D or the big D. I don't remember what you call it.
What? I still don't.
It was funny.
What?
Well, diarrhea.
Oh. I didn't know.
What's that song?
Cha cha cha.
Yeah.
Sliding into home and your shorts full of foam, diarrhea. Cha cha cha. That's right. Sliding for the third. Sliding into third and you feel a runny turd, right? Diarrhea. There's a whole bass thing.
I don't know that. Why don't
come
I not
on.
Know that whole song?
I didn't know either one of those.
Really?
Why?
There's like
Brett,
each
you
one.
Know that?
I don't know all those lyrics. I know the brief stuff I learned from.
What are you guys doing?
From Beavis and Butthead.
Diarrhea, cha cha cha. Diarrhea, cha cha cha. Diarrhea, cha cha cha.
That's all they did.
Was that Daria?
Yeah.
That was okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah. And Monica, you have all the verses. That's,
that was like when we were kids, we would say that. How many times?
Would you?
See if I can. I'm looking. I Googled it because I just. Oh my God. It's getting out of control.
What?
This site is unreachable. CMG is blocked. All of the sites. I put diarrhea song in and all these things came up and now the site is unreachable because
good
heaven forbid
God.
Diarrhea.
How are we supposed to do this show if we can't
That's
search
what
diarrhea
I'm saying.
Song?
Come on.
FYI, we've been playing with these rules for years.
I just a big old orange, you know, can't go in there thing happens. Ugh.
Are you effing serious? When you're sliding into first and your pants begin to burst,
yes.
It's diarrhea. When you're
diarrhea.
Sliding into two and your pants are filled with goo, that's diarrhea. When you're sliding into third and you feel a greasy turd, that's
diarrhea.
When you're sliding into
diarrhea.
Home and your pants are filled with foam, right.
Diarrhea.
You're getting in a state because you've left it very late, diarrhea. It comes out of your bum like a bullet from a gun.
Now that's
from
a gun.
Runs
diarrhea.
Down. Oh, runs down your leg like a scrambled egg. Oh, that's horrible.
Like a scrambled egg.
It's
diarrhea.
Not very funny, but it's very hot and runny.
Mm-hmm. That's the next one I remembered, yeah.
I feel like people, it's almost like open source code. People are adding into this song, and that's not the original. You know what I mean? I feel like they're just adding stuff they can rhyme.
Add away, because it's funny.
If it comes out fast, like a shotgun blast.
Diarrhea. Diarrhea.
When you're sitting down in class and the teacher passes gas, diarrhea. When you're running from the police and you feel that anal grease.
Oh,
when you're sitting in your Chevy and your pants feel heavy.
Diarrhea.
When you're sitting on the commode and your butt starts to explode.
That was you, JP.
It wasn't not me.
When you wake up early in the morning and your sphincter starts exploding.
That doesn't even rhyme.
If you're sitting in the pool and you feel something cool.
Okay.
See, that's what I mean. That's Mad Melvin added that in. I think that's the problem. I think.
Damn
it,
Mad Melvin. You didn't have to go there.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I just.
Uh-oh.
This whole security thing. I get it. Thank you. And I'm glad. And we need it. And yes. But I just don't like the blocking. I don't like the attempted fish thingies. This entire time I've been reporting all these fish, and now this one time I click on the one thing. Oh, it's a fish. Ugh.
Yeah, have fun watching. Have fun doing the
safety test.
Take into account the 75 ones I busted cold and reported as fish?
Don't.
Congratulations,
they don't care. Me too, Monica. Me too.
Congratulations, you just
got another one?
Congratulations.
No, no, but the last one, I don't know, a few months ago or whatever, I was half thinking about my email and clicked on it on my phone while doing something else, and it was from my boss, and I didn't realize it, so I had to do the video thing or whatever.
Are they going to make me do that?
How many right I did before and since then.
Now they're getting mad at me because I don't know how to open any emails.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I take the safe way, too.
I don't open any of this stuff. You need to complete. I'm not. I report it back.
Fish.
I don't want to hear it. Get away from me. That's why it's not done. It's your problem.
They screw me over.
They keep trying to get you. That's the thing. They're doing it because they're trying to get you.
And then all the times they didn't get me and they were like, congratulations. And now there's one time also, and you're exactly right, they're trying to get me. Last week I had a your performance review, you know what I mean, with John Brennan. And so it would, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so this email says your performance review, John Brennan. Like, I thought, oh, okay, well, maybe this is the official stuff.
Ah.
You bastards. You suckered you in. Bastards.
Does your corporate sucker you into going for phishing scams?
You are now going to get an email saying that you have to do.
I'm not doing squat.
All of a sudden you're
the
a
rule
rebel.
Follower
right.
I followed all the rules always. Take all the 75 million against this one that you really tried to screw me over here.
But then you're gonna have to do it and they'll force you and send you a video and
have
that'll be
fun
it.
Doing it.
I got one today. It was hopefully obvious. This is changes in staff positions. Dear all, kindly go through the attached PDF to see the change in staff positions for the week and note your individual roles. Please make sure you know your position for the week, and if there are any conflicts, please reach out as soon as possible. Thank you. And that was from our manager on the island here.
So I
downloaded the PDF.
Sure.
And share it with all your friends.
Yeah.
So by the way, I'm doing the Calta show this week. So that's what I'm
that was gonna happen.
That's my position this week. So it turned out it was real.
I hate it.
Great.
Screw you.
Good luck if your company traps you with these kind of things.
Just delete everything.
They're just trying to keep us from doing bad things, you know, opening up our computer system.
Delete everything, and what'll happen is if you're blowing off stuff, your then department head will come to you like face to face and be like, how come you haven't been doing this? I don't know. I just delete all the emails. I ain't falling for that nonsense.
I had to sign a year-end performance from February 2023.
I just did 2022.
I didn't know I didn't sign it.
I just did it from 2022 the one for this
2022?
Year.
2022?
Yeah, I had 23 and 24. Yeah, 22 and 24.
Shows how much it really matters.
Exactly.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
Crap.
Shows how much it really matters.
HR busy work, people. That's all it is. All right, we're Roger JP. 102.5 The Bone. Full personnel, all back and accounted for. We'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.